This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. They say crisis is the mother of innovation. And when beauty and personal care outlets were closed throughout the pandemic, two university students stepped up to the challenge and created Sweet Peachier, a personal care company whose star product is a hair removal device using intense pulsed light technology. Co-founder Con Farron joins me on the line today to share all about that.
Okay, hi, my name is Con Farron. You can call me Farron. Okay, Sweet Peachier is an IPL at-home hair removal device that can help you to slower your hair regrowth and help your hair to become thinner. And it's a really great long-term hair solution without leaving your comfort of your home.
Mm-hmm, great. So just before we start on the business itself, tell me about what an IPL device is. What is IPL and how does it work?
Okay, so the Sweet Peachier handset uses IPL, which is intense pulse light. Okay, which is a modern type of laser hair remover used for long-term, pain-free hair remover. Okay, when our handset is used on your hair, it absorbs the IPL, which then hits and destroys the targeted hair cells.
Okay, so basically it uses light to target hair cells?
Yes.
Right, okay. And, you know, how did you find out about IPL devices?
Actually, we know about this product through foreign brands, and we think it's a really good solution to get hair-free. So we source these products from overseas and request for a sample to try out this device before we sell it.
Right,
and
okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you outsource the product itself, but you've sort of taken it and then rebranded it, and then you're selling it under Sweet Peachier.
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. And what was the catalyst for starting this business?
Okay, actually, I always wanted to go laser clinic, but it's too expensive for me, and I'm always busy and too shy to show people my imperfections, so we started to create this business.
Okay, great. And so when you say we, it's you and your co-founder, right?
Yes.
Right. So when Sweet Peachier first started, you were working a full-time job and your co-founder was still in university at that point. But essentially, you were both embroiled with other full-time commitments. So what was it like juggling both things?
Okay, so as mentioned, that our co-founder, Yuan Yi, is currently studying degree in finance and accounting in some university. And during that time, I just resigned as a full-time customer service this year so I can put more effort in managing Sweet Peachier. And he felt it is easier to manage his study while running a business during this pandemic. Due to physical classes being moved online, he does not have to attend classes physically, and that saves him a lot of time that he can use to focus on Sweet Peachier. Besides, all classes are recorded, hence he is able to skip some classes during peak time and watch the recorded lecture afterwards when he's free. So it's quite flexible for both of us, lah.
Right. So essentially starting this company during the pandemic allowed you both to have a measure of flexibility there. So it was not as much of a complication as it may have been if you were full-time in person, I suppose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And you mentioned earlier that you source the products themselves. You sort of outsource the products themselves. So tell me a little bit about how you got in touch with the manufacturer of the products and how you built that relationship.
So at first, we have to research a lot of product, this product first, and then we will contact them through a platform, and then we will ask for the price and ask for samples before we purchase it. And we want to make sure that all the products are safe to use also.
Mm-hmm. And would you mind me asking where exactly you source the products from?
Actually, we source these products from China.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how long did that research and development phase take?
Around 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So it was quite a fast moving process.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
So what made you decide on the specific supplier that you went with in the end?
All good, actually. The price are good. The device is good. Everything is good, actually. There are not much issue on it.
Okay, and when you say the price is good, so tell me a little bit about that. On average, taking a look at online e-commerce websites like Lazada and Shopee and stuff like that, you can get devices like this for maybe a couple hundred ringgit. But for Sweet Peachier, I believe your products retail around 400 to 500 ringgit. So tell me a bit about that and how you've justified that price.
Okay, before we set the price, we did a lot of research regarding the clinic price and feedback from our friends. We found that laser clinic usually charge a higher price based on the size of the area, the body parts, and usually it costs around a few hundred for each session of body parts. The bigger the area, the longer it takes to treat, and therefore the more expensive it becomes. We think that the current price that we are selling is acceptable and affordable for people. And our device can be used on any body parts and long lasting for 10 years if used as directed. So it's quite worth it.
Okay, great. But just like I mentioned, although that has to do with comparing it to going to a laser clinic, just taking a look at some of the products that are listed on e-commerce websites like Lazada and Shopee, you can get IPL devices for a bit cheaper. So, what about your specific product justifies its price?
We know consumers have a lot of options when it comes to IPL laser hair remover. Okay, so we make it easy for our customer to try our handset. Our handset comes with 100 days money back guarantee, free shipping worldwide, 1 year warranty, and 3 months installment with 0%. So this is how it justifies the price.
Okay, great. So essentially, it's about the security, and that is what justifies the price. Okay. Now, when you and your co-founder started to build this company, I understand that you didn't have any entrepreneurial background at all, although you had your professional background and your co-founder had, his finance and accounting educational background. But in terms of actual entrepreneurial experience, you didn't have any. So tell me a little bit about that experience and, how you did the research and the work to learn about being an entrepreneur.
Okay, so we have zero experience about business and e-commerce. And most of our friends actually are still studying, so we can't really ask them. So we have to research online ourselves and watch a lot of YouTube videos online to learn about e-commerce skills, such as building a website, setting up store, designing ads, and some marketing stuff. So we have to work harder than other people because we have zero experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I also understand that you had a starting capital of 5,000 ringgit, which you sourced, from your own savings, but also from, family as well. Tell me a little bit about how that amount of money got you started with the business.
Okay, so both of us came from a normal family background. And during that time, I just started working as like a full-time and YY. Yuanyi, our co-founder, is still a student. Mm-hmm. Hence, we don't have sufficient capital funds and we only use around 5,000 to start up this business. We mainly use our funds in purchasing products, website costs, and in marketing. Mm-hmm. And during that time, actually, the cash flow was bad in the first few months and we did not withdraw any money.
Right. Okay. When you say you didn't withdraw any money, I believe you are referring to the fact that you were kind of concerned that there would be insufficient liquidity to cover, any expenses for like the first couple of months, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm. And in the end, though, you have actually been able to do pretty well for yourself, although we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, I do want to ask a little bit about the fact that you do source your products from China. And obviously, there have been quite a lot of restrictions based on, travel and import and stuff like that due to the pandemic. So did that ever become a problem for you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's not any issue.
Okay, great. Yeah. Fantastic. And when you say free shipping worldwide, do you work with a logistic partner as well?
Yes, we do have a third-party logistic to fulfill our orders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the beginnings of the company as well. Did you have any trouble teaching Malaysian consumers about the IPL device?
Yes, when we first started this business, there are many people who are not familiar with this IPL device. As we are the first IPL at home hair removal company in Malaysia. Therefore, we need to be very patient in explaining how does this product works, how to use it, and what to take note before and after using our device. Also, we do provide tutorial video for each version user manual and skin tone chart for our customers so they can have a better understanding on it.
All right, fantastic. Well, it's time to take a short break for now, but after that, I will continue speaking to Farong, the co-founder of Sweet Peach here on Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Con Farong. She's the co-founder of Sweet Peach Ear, which is a company that is all about personal care, and their star product is a hair removal device that uses IPL technology, or intense pulse light technology. Before the break, she talked to me a little bit about what that technology actually is, as well as how the company got started in the first place. So, all right. You had a startup capital of about 5,000 ringgit, but in just about a year's time, you actually made 1 million ringgit in sales. So tell me a little bit about that. Why do you think, you know, you were able to achieve such success in such a short amount of time?
Okay, so actually we did a lot of marketing and we do a lot of ads to attract customers to purchase. And actually, during that time, we started this Sweet Pictures is during the first MCO.
Mm-hmm.
We are very grateful that we did because the timing is perfect. People are staying at home more often. So normally they will keep buying stuff and try out new stuff. So I think this is one of the reasons we can achieve the 1 million sales in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the clinic is all closed, so they are unable to go for hair removal treatment.
Mm-hmm. And you know, with that amount of sales in mind, are you guys profitable yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And what are your general plans for how that profit is going to be used?
Actually, we wanted to expand more products line and open an office so we can have our own space and more space to put our stocks, hire more staff so we can grow our business.
Right. Because I believe when you first started the business as well, it was primarily just the two of you handling everything. So, you know, logistics and marketing and all of that. And I think you did also, if I'm not mistaken, you did also have even some help from family members to pack products and things like that. So you are looking to expand in terms of staffing as well.
Yes, correct.
And in terms of the office itself, because, you know, this is whole discussion about, you know, whether people should or should not be going back to the office or, you know, implementing hybrid work, stuff like that. So, you know, when you look at an office space, you know, apart from the inventory storage, why do you think it's important for you guys to have an actual office space?
So we can have a better environment for our staff, and then we have a space to put our stocks.
Okay, great. All right. So I also understand that you mentioned you were going to expand your product line as well. And you do already have a couple of other products, I believe, available apart from the IPL device. This includes a hair straightener comb as well as a petal facial cleansing brush. So is it safe to say that you're trying to move more into personal care in general?
Yes, correct. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what other products or are you looking at for the future, or kinds of products at least?
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually right now we are collecting feedback from our existing customers to see what we can improve on for our IPL device, as we are planning to launch a device, IPL device, that will be fully developed and designed by us in the near future.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And are you working with someone specific to research and develop this self-made device?
Right now we're still planning, but we are collecting customer feedbacks.
Interesting. So in that case, will that replace the outsourced products, or will you still keep with the outsourced products as well?
We will still keep the outsourced products. And we will just launch our design that fully a device that fully designed by us.
Interesting. So just as a hypothetical for the future, right? How will your self-designed device be different from other devices on the market?
We'll be launching like a ice cooling device, which is there's a lot of customer actually interested on it, and some other technology function that we can improve.
Okay, so basically you want to release with your self-designed device, it hopefully has a bit more utility than a typical device in the market. Okay,
yes.
Great. Now, taking a look at your 100-day money-back guarantee, why was that important for you guys to implement?
Okay, so 100 days money-back guarantee basically is benefits for our customers. They will need to use our device at least 80 days and not more than 100 days. If they are not satisfied with the result, they are able to refund.
Right. And, you know, is there any concern about hygiene as well with the refund? Like, do they send the products back to you or do they just keep it? Like, what's the process there?
Okay, so they will need to send back us the device.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we won't keep it. We will just recycle it all for photo shooting purpose only.
Ah, I see. Yes. Okay. Right, that's fair enough. All right, very resourceful. Okay, and as lockdown restrictions are currently lifting a little bit more, you know, we're seeing, for example, you know, a dine-in being allowed for fully vaccinated people. And, you know, in the future as well, beauty salons will open up again and hair removal clinics will open up again, right? Are you at all concerned about that? Like, are you worried about how that's going to affect your business?
No, actually, we are not worried about it because there are some customers still prefer doing a hair removal treatment at home.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it think that beauty salons, the price is quite pricey. They think it's not worth it. So they will have a try in our IPR hair removal treatment. This is our feedbacks from our customers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't think there will be an issue.
Right. And speaking of it being more affordable, you mentioned earlier that the devices can be paid for using an installment plan. And this is using Hoola, and primarily it's 3-month installments. Do you have any plans for the future to, you know, vary the types of installment plans that you can use for payment?
Actually, we do have Hoola installment payment and GrabPay later also.
Mm-hmm.
So customers have two choices.
Okay.
And we do provide various forms of payment method too, not just installments, like online transfer, card payments, and PayPal for overseas customers like Singapore and Brunei.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that currently your demographic is primarily based in Asia, obviously in Malaysia itself, but you've also grown beyond Malaysia's borders as well. And you have a decent customer base in Singapore, Brunei, and Indonesia. Where else are you planning to target for the future?
We are planning to target other Asian countries like Indonesia, Philippines, and Thailand. Now we are partnering with Zalora Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, as we have many overseas customers. So we want to make it easier for every customers. They can purchase our device through different platforms too.
All right. And also, as a company that's still relatively young, are you looking for any external funding or any investors to come into play later on?
No, currently not.
Okay, great. And finally, you know, what is the overall plan for Sweet Peach here? What is the goal, the big mission?
Okay, so our mission is one woman to get hair free without spending much, and can use our device in anytime and anywhere to help them save the money.
Okay, great. So you're looking to make you know, hair removal more affordable for the average customer, basically.
Yes.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Farong, for speaking to me today all about Sweet Peach here.
Okay, you're welcome, Christine.
I've been speaking to Khan Farong, co-founder of Sweet Peach Air, a personal care company, whose star product is a hair removal device using intense pulse light technology, or IPL technology. If you've missed any of today's Open for Business, you can go ahead and download the podcast available on our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen back to the interview. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.